Hello everyone, my name is Sarah and I am the head curator here at the City Heritage Museum. I'm thrilled to welcome you to our newly reopened Antiquities Wing. We've been wanting to update this section for years. We initially hoped to rely on ticket sales to pay for the renovations, but it wasn't until we received some unexpected funding that we could finally begin the project.
It's been a massive undertaking. Our underground storage facility actually holds over 2,000 historical objects. We thought about displaying around 300 of the best preserved items, but after careful curation, we settled on exactly 429 antiquities to showcase to the public. It took months to get the selection just right.
The most exciting change is how we've organised everything. In the past, items were grouped by material, like keeping all the bronze items in one room and the pottery in another, which often confused people. Instead, we've created a seamless historical timeline, so you can literally walk through the centuries in order, tracing human development step by step. Right at the beginning of this journey, you'd probably expect to see weapons, as they are so common in ancient history. However, the first major piece you'll encounter is a beautifully preserved cooking pot from an early farming settlement. It really highlights how ordinary people lived. To keep these delicate items safe, we couldn't just rely on standard glass cases. Because some materials are so sensitive to humidity, we had to install new climate control to protect the fragile objects. This was actually much more expensive than upgrading the security cameras, but absolutely essential for conservation. To help you understand what you're looking at, we used to hand out paper leaflets at the entrance. Now, every visitor has the option to use a free audio guide, which we think is far more engaging than simply reading information panels on the walls. It provides wonderful background stories for the artefacts. One of my personal favourite displays is from the Roman era. While many people rush straight past to see the gold coins, I highly recommend looking closely at the glass beads. Their bright colours are absolutely fascinating and show incredible craftsmanship for the period. We also want to ensure our younger visitors aren't bored. We thought about offering drawing classes on the weekends, but instead, we've designed a special scavenger hunt that encourages kids to actively search for specific details in the artefacts. It's been incredibly popular with families so far. Before you leave today, you might want to visit our redesigned gift shop near the exit. We used to sell mostly postcards and posters, but our biggest seller now is the replica jewellery based on the pieces in the exhibition. They make fantastic souvenirs. Finally, we are already thinking about what comes next. While the permanent antiquities exhibit will stay as it is, our next temporary exhibition, opening in the autumn, will focus on historical photography, moving away from ancient history for a while. We hope to see you back here for that. Thank you and enjoy your visit.